So puzzled was she by her father's behavior that for fully half the flight to Tav, Bastara wasn't even thinking about standing before the Circle of Lords. But as soon as the walls of Tav appeared below her, her thoughts immediately turned to what might happen. The walls of Tav had been built centuries before as a pragmatic measure. 5,000 years ago, there had been dangerous beasts that needed to be kept at bay, and nearly every large habitation of Kashyyri was enclosed within walls. With the arrival of the Sith and their knowledge of superior technology, even though they did not have the means to craft much of what they knew how to fabricate and operate, the Kashyyri and their new Sith allies were able to drive off some of the dangerous predatory creatures and domesticate others. The ever-practical Uvak had been tamed for centuries, but hitherto had been reserved only for Kashyyri leaders. Times had changed. The walls had become decorative rather than functional. Nearly every high-ranking tribe member possessed an Uvak or two, and the Kashyyri, whose world this once had been, had become second-class citizens. The city enclosed within the once protective embrace of the walls had changed as well. It was now more beautiful than utilitarian, reflective of a society with sufficient extra resources, power, and time to devote to the arts. The Sith had brought the Force to bear on the place, directing the growth of trees into pleasing shapes. A very popular form was the double helix, levitating fountains, and most famously, forming sculptures out of glass. The Sith craftspeople who could simultaneously heat and shape great amounts of pale lavender sand that stretched for kilometers from the city to the ocean were much in demand. Three guilds had a stranglehold on the craft, and competition among them was fierce. The term cutthroat came to mind quite literally. Artisans often had bodyguards in their employ, lest they end up with a distinctive shikar dagger blade, the shikar being an exquisitely crafted single-use weapon made of glass, the idea being that it was used for a very specific purpose, at which point the blade was snapped off and left in the victim's body, from a rival guild in their gut. Their work was everywhere to be seen in Tav, in windows, as statuary, as jewelry and trendy shikars, and even as domes and spires in sheltered areas of the city where their fragility was not in danger, or where force users who could protect them dwelled. The poorer inhabitants, all of whom had no facility with the Force and most of whom were Kashyyri, lived closest to the wall. The areas grew more luxurious and more attractive the closer one came to the center of Tav, an area known as the Circle. Here was the seat of government, comprising the Grand Lord, 7 High Lords, and 13 Lords. All were, of course, Sith. And it was the Circle to which Vistara had been instructed to report. There was an open stretch of land just north of the cluster of buildings, including the glass-domed capital in the exact center, and Vistara saw several Uvak and the placid, broad-backed riding Shumshur already there. She landed Tik gracefully, and a Sith dressed in the distinctive ice-blue color that marked him as an attendant to the Grand Lord stepped forward.
"You are?"
he asked. He had light-blue eyes and reddish-brown hair, and beneath the blue livery his body was obviously heavy with muscle. Vistara wondered why this strong, attractive human was merely an attendant, but then there were many who considered simply serving the Grand Lord sufficient an achievement.
"Tyro Vistara Kai," she replied. "I was summoned."
He nodded, his face betraying nothing.
"Yes, Tyro Vistara, I was told to expect you. Do not keep them waiting. Enter the capital and speak to the Sabers there. They will take you before the Circle of Lords."
Vistara followed his directions, moving quickly, but not too quickly, lest she look too eager. The warmth of the day faded as she stepped into the circular capital building. It was dark and cool inside, and from somewhere came the sound of splashing water.